This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good afternoon to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Jackson Center. It's our first girls high school basketball webcast of the 2017-18 season. We're privileged to be here. It's a beautiful afternoon. If you've got nothing better to do, stay inside or drive around and use your phone and listen to scoresbroadcast.com. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Rushi Raiders at the Jackson Center Tigers. It's game number 3 for Rushi. Rushi coming in 2-0. Jackson Center has played once, open with a loss at Minster. Nothing to be ashamed about there, Chuck, losing to Minster, which preseason rated number 1 in the state in Division 4 girls basketball, according to JJHuddle.com. But Jackson Center lost a lot of very good talent off last year's team, which went to the state semifinals 2 consecutive seasons.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a team that each year, the last 2 years, really found their stride at tournament time.
Uh-huh.
It was the Tigers, and they're going to miss Cassie Meyer. That young lady really made them go, but they've got some talent back. They've got an outstanding basketball coach, and I think they're going to have a strong season, and you're right. Losing to Minster, that's a tough way to start. Minster kind of felt like they probably were better last year, but Jackson knocked them out, so there was a little revenge thing going on too. But, you know, that's one of those where you throw the tape away and you move on to the next game.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Reese, second-year head coach here at Jackson Center. Andy Timmerman, second-year head coach at Rushi. I think the saying about the importance of playing good basketball at the end of the season was emphasized no better than last year by the Jackson Center Lady Tigers. Yes, you can start well. You can play the middle third of the season extremely well. But the Jackson Center girls showed with unbelievable character how important it is to close out the regular season in the tournament. And thanks to being on the big stage in volleyball, winning two titles back-to-back seasons, it carried over to the basketball floor. And wow, were those Jackson Center girls ever so much fun to watch. But we turned the page, and Olivia Clark and Kennedy Reese are the only two young ladies back off that starting group one season ago.
And that gives them two things. It gives them, as a coach, you want a point guard, and that's what Kennedy does, and she does a great job out there. And then you want somebody in the post that's going to give you some blocks and scoring, and that's Olivia Clark. So they've got two big pieces of a good basketball team. They just need some of these younger girls
right.
that don't have the experience to just get better and learn their role, and I think they're going to be okay.
Chuck, how challenging is it to advance from being a complimentary player to one who's got to take charge and put a lot of points on the scoreboard? Obviously, Kennedy Reese and Olivia Clark had excellent talent around them at Jackson Center last year. This season, they're the kingpins.
Yeah, and you know, it's all mental. Yeah. I mean, if you go out there and you feel like you can be the person, then you probably will be. They both are very talented. And I think that I'm looking for both of them to have really good years this year for the Tigers.
Jackson Center Lady Tigers, do start three seniors, a junior and a soft. Kennedy Reese is a senior. Caitlin Sosby, a junior. Kylie Hartle is a sophomore. Madeline Platfoot, a senior. Olivia Clark, a senior. Olivia stands 6 feet, 2 inches tall. I was talking with her about an hour ago at the bench down below, and I was seated, she was seated, and I still had to look way up.
6'2", that's my size.
Rushi Raiders, marvelous campaign last year, 21-6, district champs, 9-3 in the Shelby County League. By the way, Jackson Center last season, remarkable campaign, as we've alluded already, 23-5, 11-1, winners of the Shelby County League one season ago, and state semifinalists in basketball, two straight campaigns. But Andy Timmerman did a remarkable job in 2016-17, just as Jeff Reese did at Jackson Center last year.
Yeah, they were a good basketball team, and they, again, got them playing very well late in the season, and they made a nice run in the tournament too. And they've got a lot more coming back, a lot more experience coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Cordonier came off the bench last year, and she was a spark plug for them. And then Polling, she's a 6'1", or a 6-foot junior. I expect her to have a really good season this year coming up. And then you got Whitney Plyman, and you've got Cameo Wilson. Those are four young ladies that have a lot of experience.
Now, Larissa, believe it or not, is just a junior still. I was kidding her an hour ago. I said, Larissa, how many times have you been redshirted here at Rushi High School? It seems like she's been around forever. She has logged a lot of minutes at the varsity level as she enters her junior campaign. Rushi will start three juniors in the starting five. An exciting young freshman to watch who will come off the bench is Ashley Scott, a 5'7 forward. Rushi, by the way, is 2-0, having beaten Houston 52-34, being faced by Polling 16 and Jenna Cordonier's 14 in that game. Jenna drained a three. And Rushi's opener was a triumph on the road at Sydney, 47-29. Polling and Plyman led the way with 10 each. Cordonier had 8, and Scott, whom we've mentioned already, came off the bench to pop in 7. She made a 3. Talking about three-pointers, they were knocked down from long range game after game last year by Maria Heron.
Yeah.
She has graduated. It will be interesting to see how well Rushi offsets her loss with made shots from behind the arc.
Well, I don't know if they're going to shoot as many, that's for sure. And,
right.
and they also lost Tiffany Hatcher, who
yep.
didn't have a fantastic offensive year, but boy, did she play defense. She was mm-hmm. one of the best defensive players in the league. So those two are going to be missed, but they got a lot of young ladies out there, I think, that could pick up the slack.
This is a big game in the Shelby County League. It usually is. Last year, Jackson Center took the measure of Rushi twice. Tigers had the Raiders' number, guarded Maria Heron pretty well in both contests. And the game here late in the season, Jackson Center pulled away, won by 8. Jackson Center at Rushi built a big lead early of nearly 20 points, I think, and had to withstand a late charge from Rushi to pull that one out of the fire. Shu could be on the other foot here in 2017-18. Rushi on the road here today, though, is probably still a favorite with more coming back off last year's team. Similar to last night's game, Chuck, when Fairlawn had a little more experience on the court than the Bodkins boys, Rushi's got a little more experience coming back on the floor here today in this girls' game. You would expect Rushi to prevail, but how about those young Bodkins boys, coached by Brett Meyer last night, turned the tables on the Fairlawn Jets, who started the game with 3 seniors.
Well, they had 3 freshmen that handled the basketball probably 90% of the time on the perimeter.
Yep.
And they turned the ball over 5 times total for the game. that was a mind-boggling stat at the end of the game there. But and if you look at Fairlawn, they got twins that freshmen that are going to be outstanding basketball players, too. The league's going to be in good shape for a few years.
Yeah, Ashton and Skylar Piper, about whom we're speaking for the Fairlawn Jets. The Bodkins guards were incredible with just 5 floor miscues the entire contest, as Chuck noted. 43-39 win for the Bodkins boys last night over Fairlawn. Jackson Center in a non-league game defeated Layman Catholic by 9, and Rushi handled the Houston boys. Anna Fort Loramie did not play. That game will be made up in the latter half of January. Jackson Center girls, Rushi girls, tip-off coming up momentarily. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org, healthy vision for a lifetime. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service, phone 492-9495. And thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We've got the tip-off in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck here at Jackson Center, the habitat of the cat. What a way to kick off our girls' campaign here in 2017-18 as we inaugurate the new season with action from Jackson Center, which had a couple of great years the last two seasons in girls high school basketball, advancing all the way to the state semifinals under Coach Dosek a couple years ago, under head coach Jeff Reese last season. The Tigers went to the state Final Four, thus a good place for us to begin girls hoops here in 2017-18, as the Tigers provided us with a lot of great action the last two campaigns, memories in girls high school basketball that will be treasured for a long time to come. And the same young ladies earned two straight state championships in volleyball. And 2 years ago, the Jackson Center boys also advanced to the state Final Four. What a last few seasons it's been for Jackson Center high school basketball and volleyball. Starting lineups being introduced down on the floor. The visiting Rushi Raiders will start with Jenna Cordonier at guard. She is a 5'8 junior. She'll be assisted by Shea Borchers, a 5'8 junior as well. Whitney Plyman at the point, a 5'4 senior guard. Cameo Wilson, 5'11 senior at the post. Power forward Larissa Poling, 6 feet tall, and a junior. Larissa averaged about 13 points per game last year. For Jackson Center, a couple two returning starters, Kennedy Reese, 5'5 a senior, and Olivia Clark, 6'2 a senior. The other three starters, Caitlin Sosby, 5'4 a junior, Kylie Hartle, 5'5 a sophomore, and Madeline Platfoot, 5'3 and a senior. Jackson Center Tigers in white with orange numerals, black trim, have won the opening toss and start on offense to her left. It's Clark on the arc, far side of the floor to Reese, lobbing back into Clark. She goes opposite to a teammate, Platfoot, who forces up a 10-footer from the baseline. It's too hard. Rebound, Rushi, and there is a weak foul committed underneath the basket defensively. Trying to get the rebound is Olivia Clark, and that's one she did not want to have.
No, you don't need those little cheap ones like that. They have, when they secure the ball, you just need to turn it back.
So the 6'2 Clark's got an early foul against her. No score, 40 seconds gone. Rushi attacking to her right. It is Cordonier on the arc. Little pick and roll. Nicely done with Poling, who forces up an 8-footer swish. She's got it. Well, you can tell those two young ladies have played together.
You got a mismatch. You got Poling. Reese had switched over, so she had an advantage. Just shot the ball right up over top of her.
Poling nails a bucket to give the Raiders a 2-0 lead. Jackson Center attacking 25 feet away. It's Hartle on a weave to Sosby. Now Clark, who's 25 feet from the basket. She bounces, hands back to Hartle, who loops it cross-court on the play to Hartle, and Hartle launches in a long three-ball. No, it's a deuce. She was straddling the arc. Hartle gave it up, got it back. Ball was reversed, and Jeff Reese pleased with that early deuce from her. Good field goal by Hartle, who is a 5'5 sophomore. That's where the Tigers need some additional points today. Reese and Clark, the two returning starters, can do only so much. Tied up at two. Rushi with the ball. Plyman goes cross court. Finds a teammate low on the right. It's Borchers. She's boxed in. Hits the cutter. Plyman down the lane. Her shot's wide. Loose ball rebound. Baseline right. Poling blocked on the play by Clark. Standout defensive performance by her. Jackson Center got the loose ball. Kennedy Reese down the floor to Clark. Clark gave it up, got it back, baseline right. Forces up an 8-footer in traffic, and Cameo Wilson got a piece of the shot from the backside. Rushi comes away with it. Here's Borchers down the floor in a hurry. Near side, Cordonier. Loops it to Borchers. Left corner held there by Wilson, who's guarded by Platfoot. Baseline, Wilson knocked away, stripped out of bounds by Jackson Center, and Rushi gets a timeout call. 5:37 left, opening quarter. Jackson Center and Rushi in a 2-2 standoff so far on scores.broadcast.com. High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. This is Jack with Chuck at Jackson Center. Rushi Raiders 2, Jackson Center Tigers 2. We've seen numerous blocks. Very good defense in the paint. And both teams know each other real well, Chuck. Each club trying to deny the other those short, close-in shots.
Yeah, the defense has been very good for the first half of the first quarter.
Here's Cameo Wilson on the arc. Tries to make a handoff on the play to teammate Whitney Plyman. She can't get the handle. It goes out of bounds. Here comes Jackson Center with the ball, trying to break a 2-2 deadlock. 5:20 left to go opening quarter. Reese at center court. And she hits a teammate in the right corner. It's Hartle. Hartle comes back to the near side to Caitlin Sosby. Her long left-handed three bangs off the rim. The rebound is jammed out of bounds by Rushi. 5:10 to go in the first. Game still tied at 2. Sosby inbounding, looking for Hartle, instead goes to Reese on the arc. That's a good matchup. Kennedy Reese, Whitney Plyman. Two very good young ladies at the point. Here's Clark, elbow in the left, checked by Poling. Now Hartle. Hartle, left-hand dribble to Sosby, baseline right, Reese. Good-looking jumper, 15 feet out, hit the back rim. Sprayed off the iron into the hands of Cordonier, who bolts down the floor, baseline left, forces the action. She's doubled. Goes to Plyman from 17, behind the foul stripe, rimmed it, no good. What a rebound by Cordonier. Shoveled it toward the basket, high off the backboard, no. Rebound, Jackson Center. Game tied at 2, 4.5 to go in the first. 25 feet away on the right, it's Hartle. Now Reese, deep right corner, Clark. Clark inside the three-point line, launches one, 18-footer, hit the ring, bounded to Poling, long lead out to Wilson. Oh, what a steal from behind by Reese, who tight-roped the boundary and stepped on it. Good hustle play by Kennedy Reese. And that play by her, Chuck, symbolizes the first 4 minutes of this game defensively.
Yeah, I mean, that was her strength. She's been playing for a couple of years now.
Tied at 2. Rushi inbounds to Poling in the paint. She's triple. On the arc to Plyman. Plyman airmails a three ball. It rims and comes out. It looked good from here. It was down in the cylinder. Wouldn't go, though. Rebounded by Jackson Center. Reese up the floor quickly. Deep right corner, Hartle. Long, high archer. Short, no good. Rebound Clark, and she's tagged on the wrist. Not in the act of shooting. Jackson Center will get possession at the baseline. And the playmaker is Caitlin Sosby. She'll throw it into the left of the hoop. 3:51 to go first quarter. To Clark, top of the key. Foul line, romping down the right side of the lane. On the go, tries to flip it toward the rim, and her arm is yanked on. Clearly foul committed by Rushi. It goes against Plyman. You can tell Chuck, Olivia Clark is clearly taking more charge than she had to do so a year ago. She is going to be the bell cow of this club at 6 feet 2 inches tall. She'll be counted on for 14, 15 points a game in a lot of minutes. Her free throw here is in and out, no good. And we're still stuck at 2-2. Substitution for the Rushi Raiders, Andrea Monin in, a 5'4 sophomore guard. Second foul shot, Clark on the way, front rim, backboard, and it trickles in there. 3-2, Jackson Center. Rushi's Plyman to midcourt. Tigers defense last few seasons has given Rushi fits. Deep in the left corner, it's Monin. Monin on the arc. Gives it up, gets it back out of Plyman. Right corner, Cordonier, who looks inside for Poling. And the high toss is smacked out of bounds by Clark. Boy, she is playing some demon-like defense on the inside.
Doing a good job of not picking up that second foul also.
That's going to be critical. She got one early. did Olivia Clark. And unnecessary personal at that. 20 feet out, Ashley Scott's got the ball. Ashley Scott, a freshman, fine player, 5 feet 7 inches tall. Hands to Plyman, who twirls into the lane. The guard for Rushi tosses one up, wide left, no good. Rebound down to Kennedy Reese for Jackson Center. Up the floor it goes to Hartle. Bad pass, ball on the deck. A scrum flipped out of bounds by Jackson Center. Rushi will control it. 2:59 to go in the first. We are still in a 2-2 deadlock. And nobody scored a point for the last nearly 4 minutes.
No, 3-2. Hit the free throw.
I'm sorry, 3-2 on the second free throw by Clark. One field goal apiece. Nobody's hit a bucket since about the six-minute mark of the first period. We're down to 2:44 to go. Here's a long three try by Rushi. Good from way outside. Cordonier was left alone, and she buried it to give the Raiders a 5-3 advantage. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. 25 feet away on the left, it's Sosby. Hands off to Platfoot, to Clark, who goes cross court. And, boy, she launched that pass too high for Sosby to reel it in. It goes out of bounds. Raiders possession, 2:19 to go first quarter, 5-3, Rushi leads by 2.
That would have been a good pass to Olivia, but she's 6'2".
Right. Cameo Wilson, who got a breather for a minute and a half, is back in for Larissa Poling for the Rushi Raiders. Plyman steers her way up the floor, angles to the right, goes to Monin 25 feet out, now Cordonier, skips it cross court to Cameo Wilson to Plyman, flicked out of bounds by Clark. Off Olivia of Jackson Center last. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 5-3 Raiders. Wilson to Plyman, 25 feet out. Ball high overhead. Lobs for Wilson. It's popped up in the air. Wilson got it back. Starts a drive, stops and shoots. Blocked on the play by Clark. Boy, she has played some splendid defense so far. On the arc, it is Hartle to Clark, deep right corner. She guns a three from there. Grazed iron came down to Rushi. Shot was short. Raiders have got it. Cordonier cross court to Scott. Right corner, Monin. Bounce pass to Whitney Plyman. Plyman fakes right, goes left, picked up by Reese. Lobs down inside to Wilson. Wilson catches. She's bothered as she releases with the left hand. No good. Rebound, Jackson Center. Stolen and laid in by Cordonier. Heads up play by her. Fine hustle by Jenna. 7-3 Raiders, who are in a zone against Jackson Center. Reese gives it up, gets it back, deep right corner, chucking a three ball, short, off the rim, no good. Baseline rebound, touch last by Jackson Center as it rolls over the inline off the fingers of Sosby. Raiders possession up 4-7-3 with 55.4 to go here in the first. Up Jackson Center coming off its opening game against Minster when the Tigers scored just 27. And as we figured, hit hard by graduation last year, the Tigers would find points difficult to come by, especially early in the season. That is the case. Rushi with a turnover, a palming violation at the top of the key against the visiting team, and Jackson Center brings it down, trailing by 4, 7-3 with 38 ticks left on the clock. Here's Platfoot getting the ball, foul line extended right, jump shot, hard, no good. Weak side rebound, Jackson Center, but a travel as the rebounder, Sosby, stumbled to the floor. 32 seconds to go in the first, 7-3 in favor of Rushi.
Jackson's gone into a 2-3 zone now, too.
Mm-hmm. Each team zoning. Here's Scott throwing far side to Cordonier. It's smacked up in the air, stolen by Reese of Jackson Center. She rips her way down the floor. Look at her go, all the way to the rack, up and in. What a play by Kennedy Reese of the Jackson Center Lady Tigers. 6 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here's Cordonier dribbling down the lane. Bad pass for Poling. Picked off by Jackson Center as the quarter closes. Rushi 7, Jackson Center 5 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. ScoresBroadcast.com, your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Rushi Raiders possession. The visiting girls team inbounds the basketball at midcourt here at Jackson Center, leading by a count of 7-5. Here's a baseline drive by Scott for the Raiders. She's stopped and then throws it back out on top to Poling. And then Poling hands it off on the play to Cordonier, who tries to split two Tiger defenders. She falls down, tripping foul against Jackson Center as Jenna released the ball toward the basket, and she earns two. First free throw, Cordonier, up and in. 8-5 in favor of Rushi, which has shot free throws extremely well in its first two games this year, a 52-34 win over Houston and a 47-29 win over Sydney. In fact, against Houston, Rushi went 13 of 17. 1-for-2 at the stripe this trip. Jackson Center gets the rebound on the second free throw, a miss. 30 seconds gone, quarter number two, 8-5 in favor of the Raiders. Here's a good look, a fine pass on the inside for Platfoot from Hartle. She missed it. Jackson Center got the rebound back, and a jumper baseline left tried on the play by Sosby, crammed out of bounds by Rushi. A lot of height on the floor on the inside. Clark, Poling, and Wilson, three young ladies out there at the moment, all 6 feet tall or better. Another inbounds pass is poked out of bounds. And deep in the left corner, Sosby inbounding for Jackson Center, which is down three. Here's Kennedy Reese, 25 feet away. Coming out to catch is Clark. Clark's got it on the arc. Hands it on the play to Platfoot. She goes foul line. Puts it on the floor a second time. Could have been called for double dribble. There was no whistle. Jackson Center retains the ball. Passes around the arc to Reese. Between the rings, Sosby. She's got an avenue down the lane. Stops right in front of the hoop and hits it. Soft jumper, 8-footer, all net. 8-7, Rushi up one. Plyman midcourt, hands off to Poling on the arc for the Raiders. Now Cordonier, left side throw to Plyman. Coming out to catch, head of the key, Scott drags the pivot foot, she walked. Jessica York in the game now for Rushi, a 5'9" sophomore forward. Head coach Andy Timmerman getting a lot of girls on the court in the first half of action for Rushi, which is up a point, 8-7, 6:25 to go, first half. Here is Platfoot to Reese, trying to go down low to Clark, picked off on the play by Wilson, and then it's punched out of bounds on the far side of the floor by Jackson Center. Raiders bring it down. Again, this game, Chuck, is being earmarked by very good defense at both ends of the floor. Well, you can tell these two teams know each other's offense extremely well. Here's a shot from inside the foul line by Poling. Got it up in the air over Clark. Missed it wide right. Rebound yanked down by Platfoot. She's grabbed. Foul on Rushi. Common foul. And the Tigers will bring it down.
Chuck, remarkable to me, as well as this game has been played defensively, that's only the fifth personal foul of the afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's just being called well. I mean, there's been some things that could have maybe been called, but if it's not affecting the play, I think the referees are doing a nice job.
Yep, I would agree with you. Superbly officiated here today. Reese inbounds to Clark. Then it comes back to Kennedy, who brings it up the floor over the multicolored Tiger logo at center court. Handoff, high right. It goes to Caroline Frieders, who's in now, a 5'4 junior. Deep in the right corner to Clark. Clark tries to shoot a long one. It's blocked. She gets the deflection, then overshoots from 8 feet, and Rushi's got the rebound. Quickly down the floor to Cordonier. Finds an open player low on the right at York, who catches and lays it in. Nicely done in the play by Rushi. I said York. I should have said Ashley Scott.
They look a lot alike.
Scott was the beneficiary of a crisp pass. Good assist. 10-7. Rushi up three. 5:09 to go, second quarter. Top of the circle, Clark with the ball for Jackson Center. Well, Olivia's got to get going. There's a high dribble by her. She turned it over. Tigers being challenged, getting the ball down inside to Olivia. Rushi being challenged, getting the ball down inside to Larissa Poling. 3-point lead, Rushi. Under five to play, second quarter. Climbing outside the arc on the right to Poling, who's knocked to the deck. Ball is loose. Players sprawl for it. Reese has got it for Jackson Center. Down the floor, hands off to a teammate. Short shot by Sosby, no good. Rebound up and in. Oh, what a stick back. Good follow by Platfoot of Jackson Center. She was Johnny on the spot, cutting Rushi's lead from 3-1. And let's see, we've got a timeout called by an official. Larissa Poling hit the deck pretty hard last time down the floor for the Raiders. And hopefully she is not too uncomfortable and not hurt severely. Looked like maybe a left hip pointer as she went to the hardwood with a nasty spill. Last trip down the floor for the Raiders. Rushi inbounding with 4:31 to go in the second quarter, and Jackson Center fouls immediately on the back of Shea Borchers. Team fouls at 3-3. 10-9, Rushi. Cordonier gets the inbounds pass in the corner, cuts across the lane, tries to flip one up with the left hand while speeding through the paint, and she's pounded on the arm and earns two free throws. Cordonier bends the knee, shoots, and makes. Tell you what, Chuck, Jenna is a young lady who can score, but she does a lot of the dirty work for the Rushi Raiders.
Yeah, she plays well on the defensive end. Gets on the floor. I like to watch that.
And she finds the crevices in the defense, carves out space, probes the paint extremely well, makes one of two free throws here. Rebound Jackson Center. Steal in backcourt by Plyman. Then Plyman has it knocked away by Kennedy Reese out of bounds. Whitney Plyman. Heads-up tactic. She hung around in backcourt after Jackson Center snagged the rebound and the missed free throw. Plyman got the steal. Raiders retain possession here, up 11-9 with 4:17 to go in the second quarter. Ball inbounded on the play to Plyman. Plyman right corner, spin move, cuts to the basket with the left hand and nails it. What a play by Whitney Plyman. She is right-handed but went hard to the cup with the left. On that one, beautiful shot by Plyman. 13-9 lead Raiders. Deep in the right corner, Reese for Jackson Center. Back out on the arc to teammate Platfoot on a weave to Reese, 25 feet away. Here's Clark catching, three-point line. She starts to drive into the lane, off balance against Cordonier, who clamps down with the right hand and commits the two-shot foul. Olivia Clark's M.O. here today, Chuck, has been catching the ball way out on the floor.
Yep.
And trying to take it to the hoop off the dribble. The 6'2 Clark fires the free throw, high arch, swish, she's got it. 13-10, Rushia by three. 3:43 left, second quarter. Second foul shot in the air off the back iron. Good box out of the free throw shooter by Cordonier of Rushi, who garners the board and hands it off to Plyman. 3.5 to go here in the second quarter. Plyman outside the arc on the left. Feeds it to Ashley Scott. Back to Cordonier. Cordonier to Wilson, right of the paint. Hits a bank shot from 8 feet away. Good maneuver by Cameo, who used the window. 15-10. Rushi up five. Raiders' biggest lead. Flatfoot, deep right corner, Reese. Reese starts a drive around two players. Missed the shot, but she's popped from behind. She took a hit. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she is awarded two free throws. Kennedy Reese to the foul stripe for Jackson Center, which is down five now, 15-10. 3:11 to go, second period. Free throw Reese up and in, 15-11. As she cuts the Raiders' lead to four, Poling, who is out briefly, is back in, giving Cordonier a respite. So on the floor now for Rushi, it's Scott, Plyman, Wilson, Poling, and the other young lady out there now for the Raiders is Borchers. Kennedy Reese knocks down both foul shots, and it's 15-12. Jackson Center within three. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Top of the circle, Poling, left side, Plyman. Ball thrown for Wilson, cutting through the paint, off her fingertips, into the hands of Flatfoot, down the floor to Reese. Tigers have got it. Baseline right to Clark. Had it in shooting position, didn't let it fly, though. Gave it to a guard, then Clark got it back in the right corner. Long three-pointer, hit the backboard, rim no good. Rebound taken down by Rushi. 2.5 to go in the second. Raiders up three. Plyman sets the offense, 35 feet from the goal, guarded there by Reese. Cameo Wilson comes out to catch. Errant bounce pass into the lane, and it managed to weave right past everybody. The officials say Jackson Center did touch.
It hit Olivia Clark on the leg on the way past.
Rushi possession, baseline right. Ball thrown to Borchers in the right corner. Ball high overhead. Passes low on the left to Scott. Down inside to Poling. The left-handed half hook from 7 feet. Short. Scrap for the rebound on the floor. Foul called against the Raiders. Now the officials confer with 2:10 to go here in the second quarter. Or at least I thought a foul had been assessed. 3-point lead, Rushi. And the official who blew the whistle comes to midcourt to the scorer's table to talk with both coaches. And let's see how this gets sorted out. Five team fouls so far in Rushi, four in Jackson Center. And I don't think a foul was called.
A couple of the girls got tangled up. I think that's what that conversation was about.
Midcourt, Reese has it for Jackson Center. Coming out to catch, elbow on the left is Flatfoot. There's a long three, Travis Sosby, wide left, no good. Rebound low on the left by Rushi, taken there by Ashley Scott. Jackson Center gets a piece of it. It goes out of bounds to the Raiders, who are up three with a minute 50 to go in the second quarter. Plyman to midcourt, coming out to catch his Flatfoot. Swings it top of the circle, Borchers, left side, Plyman. Skips it near side to Scott. Low in the right to Poling, off balance fadeaway. Clark got a piece of it. Loose ball rebound to Jackson Center. Boy, the interior defense against the taller girls of both teams has been brilliant so far in this game. Deep in the right corner, Flatfoot hands off on the play to Sosby. Sosby steps inside the arc, blocked by Poling. Poling recovers, foul, Jackson Center. Boy, Chuck, we have had, what, 9 or 10 deflections, block shots?
Yep, I'm not keeping track of that, but there's been at least that many.
They are mounting up. It is
nothing uncontested in the lane at either end.
No points at a premium, just 27 so far in this game combined for the two clubs with a minute left in the first half, 15-12. Rushi up a three. Plyman hits Poling, catching, running toward the basket. Blocked out of bounds by Clark. Olivia's got several blocked shots in this game. She has been fantastic defensively.
Boy, you need to see somebody do a ball fake and then go up, and you're probably going to get a three-point play out of it.
Yes. Borchers catches the inbounds pass in the lane to Poling. She squares up against Clark, who gets a piece of another one. Loose ball rebound, Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers down the floor quickly. Reese on the arc to Hartle. Into Clark. She's doubled. feeds top of the circle to a teammate. Long jumper, wide right by Hartle. Rebound Raiders. 38 seconds to go in the half. 15-12, Rushi. Kleiman slowly midcourt, coming out to catch Wilson high left. She looks for Poling in the paint, can't find her. Now comes outside the arc on the right to Scott. 25 feet away to Kleiman, 18 seconds to go in the half. Poling high low down inside to Wilson. She catches and banks it in from 7 feet away. Nicely done by the duo of Poling and Wilson for the Raiders, who are up five. 5 seconds left in the first half. On the arc, Sosby for Jackson Center, launching at the buzzer. No good. Hit the rim, caromed away, and the first half finishes. Rushi 17, Jackson Center 12. It's been a tightly played game, a good one defensively. That's what we expected. Our halftime is up next from here at Jackson Center. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We are at the half here at Jackson Center High School. The Rushi Raiders girls lead Jackson Center by a count of 17-12 after two quarters of play. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck points at a premium. Rushi's had the lead, never by more than five. And it's a five-point spread here at the break.
Yeah, it's been a tight. Points are at a premium for sure here in the first half. Jackson Center surprisingly had an 18-13 rebounding edge, 5-2 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned it over seven times. Both teams are 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Tigers. Kennedy Reese had four. Then they got two each from Sosby, Hartle, Platfoot, and Olivia Clark. They scored 5 and 7, 12 points for the half. Rushi led in scoring by Jenna Cordonier with 7. They got 4 from Cameo Wilson all here in the second quarter. And they got 2 each from Poling and Scott and Kleiman. They scored 7 and 10, 17-12 at the half.
Jackson Center, Chuck, will have a hard time winning unless Olivia Clark gets on track scoring the basketball.
Yeah, I mean, she's got 2 free throws, that's it. But, I mean, they've only got 12 points as a team. So
right.
Nobody's really doing a good job of scoring for them here in the first half.
And the block shots, they've been aplenty. The interior defense has been outstanding so far in this game.
Well, each team needs to find somebody that can hit a couple of longer ones, and that will kind of maybe open the defense up a little bit. Right now, they're just packing the lane and saying, go ahead and shoot it. And nobody's making them from the outside.
Yep, that's a good point. If Rushi can lengthen this lead of 5 up to maybe 9 or 10, it might be difficult for Jackson Center to rally back.
Absolutely.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. The Rushi Raiders 2-0 on the year, gunning for win number 3, leading Jackson Center 17-12 at the break. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our next coverage of high school sports here on scoresbroadcast.com features Fort Loramie and Minster girls teams on Tuesday night from Minster. We're on the web online at 7:10, tip-off 7:30, Fort Loramie at Minster on Tuesday night. Both teams very likely undefeated heading into that clash on Tuesday evening. Next Friday night, we are at Tip City. The Sydney Yellow Jackets boys team faces the Tip Red Devils. We've got the action at 7:10, tip-off 7:30 next Friday night. It's Sydney at Tip City. Here at halftime at Jackson Center, the Rushi girls lead the Tigers 17-12. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by Lacalle Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores way back in 2007. Lacalle once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Lacalle. And during girls' basketball games, Lacalle spotlights a couple players, one from each school. Today, a couple of tall young ladies, Larissa Poling, 6-foot junior for Rushi, and Olivia Clark, 6'2 senior for Jackson Center. Olivia is the daughter of Luke and Dawn Clark. 3.3 GPA for Olivia as she plays left field and center field on the Jackson Center softball team, participates in FFA, 4-H, formerly the Spanish Club as well, and she will study exercise science at Gannon University in Erie, Pennsylvania. Larissa Poling, a junior, the daughter of Dan and Gina, 3.8 GPA, plays volleyball, track the last couple years, relay, shot put, hurdles, also an NHS member, National Honor Society, as well as 4-H. She's looking at Wright State or Toledo, possibly physical therapy. She is just a junior. Olivia Clark, a senior. Those two young ladies under the spotlight here today, thanks to Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Lacalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Lacalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Lacalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Lacalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Lacalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Lacalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack McChuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Jackson Center. The Rushi Lady Raiders 17, Jackson Center Tigers 12, 5-point difference, and we're a moment away from the start of our third quarter. Don't miss out on the new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney Furniture, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Take advantage of that grand reopening that occurred back in September. New inventory in place. That's Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. High quality furniture priced just right for you. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for even more savings. Take advantage of a coupon there at goffneyfurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. But, Chuck, as you said a few minutes ago, it's going to take a few outside shots to go down in order for these two teams to have their inside defensive play get loosened up a little bit. Right now, each team playing some zone and packing it back in.
Yep, I mean, even their man-to-man, they're playing it in the paint. They're not really stretching out their man-to-man at all.
Right. Ball inbound of a Jackson Center to start the third quarter. It's Sosby to Reese. Back to Sosby, head of the key. Rotates it to Reese in the left corner. Inside the arc, jumping, shooting from 17. Short, no good. Rebound down to Poling for Rushi. It's Plyman, Wilson, Poling, Cordonier, and Shea Borchers for the Raiders, who have the ball to our left. Plyman picked up by Reese of Jackson Center. Poling top of the circle. Right side throw, Borchers. Wilson head of the key. Oh, good. High, low. Fine throw down inside. Poling on the finish as she got around Clark. Good delivery by Cameo Wilson. Excellent pass. 7:16 to go here in the third quarter. 19-12 in favor of Rushi, which has its biggest lead of the afternoon. Right side throw comes to Platfoot. Platfoot fakes left, goes right for Jackson Center. Flips one up off the on the run. It rimmed and came out no good. Rebound down to Rushi. It was Hartle who tried the shot. Nearly went in. Tough break for her. It spun around the iron twice and came off. Rushi's got the ball up seven. Raiders ran a good high-low set last trip down. Wilson looks inside for Poling again. Can't find her. It goes left corner. Cordonier skipped cross-court to Plyman. Skipped right back to Cordonier, jumping, shooting, 20-footer, hit the flange. Rebound right corner into the hands of Reese for the Jackson Center Tigers. Quickly down the floor to Hartle. Top of the circle, Clark, who does not have a field goal yet in this game. Right, Chuck?
No, two for four from the free throw line is it.
Wow. Here's Olivia deep in the left corner. Starts to drive, spin move, shut off by two defenders and walked. Boy, she's been sandwiched all night long, Olivia. Displays a little frustration. Excellent defense by the Raiders once more. 7-point bulge for Rushi, 19-12. 2 minutes gone in the third. Left side pass, Poling, I should say. Takes the handoff to Plyman. Goes to Cordonier, right of the circle, starts to drive all the way to the rim, up and in, off the window. Good drive by Jenna Cordonier. She does that extremely well. Good nose for the basket. Showed it right then on that play, and Rushi extends the lead to 9, 21-12. Here's Sosby driving for Jackson Center. She carves out space in the lane with a left-hand shot. She's clobbered. And she gets two free throws here. With the Tigers down 9 now, 21-12. 2.5 minutes gone, third quarter. Important free throws for Sosby, who makes it. 21-13, Jackson Center could ill afford to fall further back of Rushi. It was 9, now it's 8. Second shot, Sosby. Yes, again. She cans each one. 21-14. Raiders up 7. Rushi into the forecourt. Plyman, 30 feet away on the right. Flips it near side to Borchers. Back to Plyman. Rushi tries to spread Jackson Center out. Good cross-court pass. Baseline left to Wilson. Nice throw by Poling, who skipped it to Cameo on the other side of the rim, and she bags an 8-footer. It wanted to pop out, danced around the ring for an extra bounce or two, and went down through. And the lead for Rushi back up to 9. Jackson Center attacking forecourt right. And wrestling for the ball is a Raider who commits a foul. Rushi's come out, Chuck, with a renewed emphasis at the offensive end. Some good sets have been run.
They're getting the ball to Poling, and they're getting the ball to Wilson, which is what they need to do.
Jackson Center throws long, cross court, handled there by Platfoot. Outside the arc to Hartle, to Platfoot, deep left corner Reese. Reese is hemmed in, looks for a teammate. Gives it back up on the play to Hartle, near side Sosby. Sosby chucks up a three, way short, no good. Rebound Jackson Center, bad pass, picked off by Rushi. Here's Wilson sprinting down the right side, and it's jammed out of bounds by Clark into the first row. 23-14, Raiders up 9, 4:37 to go in the third. Ball inbounded by Rushi, which has scored three field goals in the first 3.5 minutes of the second half. Difference in the game is 9. Rushi's got the lead. Left side pass Plyman, who fakes right, goes left against Reese. She's shut off by two defenders. Gives it back out to Poling. Behind the foul line now, it is Borchers short on the 17-footer. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Here comes Reese on the go, top of the circle. She stopped the Plyman. 4 minutes even remaining in the third period. High dribble by Reese with the left hand. Outside the arc to Sosby, down inside to Clark. Good position. And here comes Poling with the block. Deflection. Loose ball picked up, though, by the Tigers. Reverse quickly into the corner to Clark again. Here's a drive by Olivia in traffic. Shot wide right. As Rushi got a piece of it once more, and the Raiders come away with it. Every single touch by Olivia Clark being challenged by Rushi. Inside the arc, Wilson from 17 overshoots for Rushi. That shot might have been a little quick in the possession. Rebound Tigers, poked away though by Plyman. Foul line Poling, good look from 15. Bullseye, Larissa Poling connects. And the Raiders have opened up a lead of 11. Good find by Plyman, who whipped a pass to Poling. That's about as far out on the floor as she'll shoot it. Well, she knocked it down with confidence. Here's a long three try quickly by Sosby of Jackson Center. Overshooting, no. Rebound Plyman. 2:57 left in the third. 25-14 Rushi. Wilson high left for the Raiders. Looks for Poling in the paint. Outside the arc on the right to Borchers. Little give and go into the lane. Wilson, she's doubled on the arc to Plyman. Jumping, shooting, shy of the mark, no good. Rebound down to Hartle of Jackson Center. She's on the giddy-up. Quickly down the floor to Sosby. To Reese behind the arc. Jumping, shooting, short front rim, no good. Sosby tries to reel in the rebound below the basket and can't hang on. Well, Jackson Center, Chuck, if I am indeed correct, has a couple free throws in this period, and that's it.
Yeah, they've got two. They've got four baskets for the game.
Rushi is up 11 now. The five-point halftime lead for the Raiders has been stretched. Foul line drive on the play by Rushi's Jessica York, who's in again, 5'9 sophomore. York gives it up, gets it back. Here's York splitting two defenders and lays it through. What a play by York. Wow, nicely done. She followed Jenna Cordonier's script. Those two young ladies have driven the ball to the basket extremely well here in this game. Good fielder by York, giving head coach Andy Timmerman a lift off the bench. Jackson Center forecourt to her right and a foul on Rushi with a minute 51 to go in the third. And the Raiders now enjoy a 27-14 lead over Jackson Center as the Raiders have put a whipping on the Tigers here in the third quarter. Baseline left of the basket. Sosby enters for Jackson Center on top to Clark, who still does not have a field goal. Here's a deep right corner three ball by Jackson Center. A long one pumped up there by Bree Davis, who's in the game now. A 5'3 senior short. Rebound down to Rushi. Here's Borchers. Borchers up the floor to York. Low on the right to Poling. Turnaround fadeaway. 10-footer hard. Weak side rebound comes down to the Tigers, who need a couple buckets here at the end of the quarter to get back into this game. Kennedy Reese stops and pops. Three-point line straight away. Hard, no good. Rebound Clark, and here's a slap-down foul by Poling as Clark released the turnaround J. A minute 19 to go here in the third. 27-14. Rushi is up 13. Olivia Clark's got two free throws in this game. Make it three as she connects here. 27-15. Rushi up a dozen. Boy, Tigers have not been able to find Olivia Clark. She just cannot shake free. And that, Chuck, really is the result of the Tigers not having another tandem young lady of 5'10", 5'11", size to go along with her.
Absolutely.
1:19 left, third quarter, timeout called. 11-point lead, Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Jewelry Barn, established in 2011 in Rushi, has a qualified staff to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road also offers watch battery replacement, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. Check us out at the Jewelry Barn. We will make your ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn that you heard about the store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jolene is a GIA certified diamond grader. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone number 937-526-5557. 526-5557. Go to the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. That's jewelrybarnusa.com. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, a sponsor here on Scores Broadcast since last March. 50 seconds left here in the third quarter. Rushi turned it over to our left. Jackson Center attacking down 11. Reese gives it up top of the circle to Sosby. Sosby on the arc on the left to Reese. Ball rotated near side to Davis. Good look from three-point land. It is wide, no good. Rebound stuck up there by Jackson Center. It's missed, and the Raiders come away with it. 25 seconds to go in the third. Baseline right, York. Here's a runner from 8 feet. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center. Down 11. 16 seconds to go in the third. Sosby lobbing for Clark. Baseline left. Tries an awkward reverse layup in traffic. Missed it. Loose ball rebound. Saved back in play by Jackson Center right to a Raider. 3 seconds left. Here's York sprinting down the right side. Lost it out of bounds. Tigers possession with 1:03 to go, third quarter. Yep, Olivia Clark had a chance seconds ago. Took one extra dribble and found defensive harassment in her path and couldn't get a good shot. And here's a mid-court throw by Jackson Center. No good as the third quarter closes out. Rushi has opened up an 11-point cushion. 27-16 Raiders over the Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. ScoresBroadcast.com, your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. And so far here this afternoon, Rushi's defense has tamed the Tigers. Olivia Clark, four free throws, leading scorer for Jackson Center, is without a bucket in this game so far. Rushi's defense has been outstanding. Olivia Clark figured to be the top point getter for the Tigers coming into the season, a 6'2 senior returning, having started last year and having played a lot as a sophomore, but she has been stopped cold by a suffocating Rushi defense. Here's Clark with a knockaway at the defensive end. Loose ball tie-up occurs. It's a Tiger possession. Jackson Center, I don't think, got a field goal in the entire third period, right, Chuck?
4 for 4 from the free throw line, that's it. They still have four baskets for the game.
Wow. Reese top of the circle for the Tigers. Left-hand dribble. Gives it up to Sosby. Deep in the left corner. Steps inside the arc. Jump. Shoots. She's walloped. Two fouls for her. Out of position there. Borchers whacked her on the elbow. And Sosby shoots two. 40 seconds gone. Fourth quarter. Jackson Center down 11. Free throw Sosby. Yes. Tigers now 5 for 5 at the stripe here in the second half. Second shot, Sosby, after five left-hand bounces. On the way, hard, no good. Rebound tapped by Rushi, saved inbounds on the baseline, and then the ball glances off the underneath side of the board, and it is a tie-up? Rushi possession, Chuck?
No, it hit the back of the backboard, which is out of bounds.
Exactly. That is what happened. Here come the Raiders into the forecourt. Climbing outside the arc goes to Poling. Inside the arc, Clark guards her. Atta Cardonier, nice drive into the lane. Strip, but a foul. Reach in by Clark or Sosby. And I think it was called as Jenna Cardonier tried to pitch that ball from down around her knees toward the basket, and she gets two free throws. And she makes it. And the lead for Rushi, 28-17, back up to 11.
Jenna's got 10 points now. She's having a nice game.
Cardonier again. Got it. 29-17. Rushi's biggest lead, 27-14. It's now back up to a dozen. And we have played 1:05 here in the fourth quarter. Yeah, Jenna Cardonier has been outstanding for the Raiders here today at both ends of the floor. Good all-around performer. Here's a baseline drive by Sosby. Forces one up for Jackson Center. It danced off the ring. No good. Rebound slapped out of bounds by Rushi. And the Tigers will play it in. Baseline right. It will be Sosby. Rushi zoning beneath the basket defensively here. Inbounded right corner. Goes on the play to Hartle. Here's a runner a little hard from 12 feet. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Jackson Center. Possession Raiders up a dozen, 6.5 to go in the fourth. 16 fouls on Rushi, 2 against Jackson Center. So the Tigers are in the 1-on-1 from here on. Jackson Center will want to drive the ball to the basket and create free throws the rest of this game. Here's a baseline fadeaway by Poling. The taller Clark gets a piece of it and pulls it down out of the sky. Good defensive play by Olivia. Up the floor to the foul line. Deep left corner, Sosby. Long bomber, a three, hit the back iron. Rebound kicks to Hartle. Right back inside to Clark. Six-footer right in front. Poling got a piece of it, short. Rebound down to Plyman of Rushi. Olivia still without a field goal in this game. Boy, if shots are not being blocked or deflected in the lane. They're being redirected, aren't they, Chuck?
Absolutely. Yeah. That time Olivia needed to just go up strong. She got herself kind of turned.
Right. Top of the circle, Wilson's got the ball for Rushi. Over guarding foul committed by Jackson Center. Caroline Frieders a little too aggressive. The junior commits the personal. Team's third. 5:36 left here in the fourth. It's 29-17 in favor of Rushi. Ball inbounded, midcourt, Plyman. Plyman left-hand dribble, looks for a teammate. Borchers in the back cut. She's not available. Now Borchers comes out to catch. Foul line extended right, Poling. On the arc, Cordonier. 5:18 to go in the fourth. Near side, Plyman. Three-point line, Cordonier. Deep right corner. Here's a drive, off balance, contact, foul committed by Jackson Center. Good trip to the basket by Borchers, who will earn two free throws. 5:11 left here in the fourth.
I think they're going to give it to her out of bounds.
Apparently, she was not in the act of shooting. You're right, Chuck. Possession, Rushi below the basket. Plyman in the corner, 25 feet away, Borchers. 5 minutes even to go here in the game. Rushi up 12. Standout defensive performance by the Raiders here today. Here's Plyman, right side, 25 feet away, deep right corner, Wilson. Wilson fakes right, goes left, back to the basket. On the arc to a teammate, handled there by Ashley Scott. Scott gave it up, got it back. Quick ball movement. Here's Plyman, high left. Left corner, Wilson around Clark. Good drive. Clark from behind blocks it. Loose ball, Raiders, though. Plyman cross court to Borchers, who starts a drive. She's tripped by the defender. Foul called against Hartle of Jackson Center. Common, ball out of bounds to Rushi, baseline right. Raiders simply trying to run seconds off the clock now. 4:31 to go in the game. Rushi up a dozen. And Jackson Center, Chuck, still does not have a field goal in this half. Only, what, four for the game?
Four for the game.
Oh, here's a good look down inside. What a pass. Beautiful throw by Rushi. I'm not sure who delivered the ball, but on the finish for the Raiders, low on the left was Shea Borchers. Boy, she was the recipient of a fine pass.
That came from Jenna Cordonier.
Jenna Cordonier has done everything extremely well today. Recorded yet another good assist. And Borchers got the two-pointer to stretch the lead to 14. The biggest of the game for Rushi, 31-17, with 4:01 left. Kennedy Reese at the free throw line now for the Tigers as she was fouled while probing the lane on a drive toward the basket. Free throw short, off to the right. Changes for Rushi, which now has York back on the floor with Poling and Cordonier and Plyman and Ashley Scott. Free throw short as Reese hit the front rim. Rebound down to Rushi. Quickly into the corner to York. York gives it up to Cordonier. Top of the circle, Scott tries to bounce pass to Poling. Ball knocked away. Poling gets it back in the corner. Ball thrown to Plyman at midcourt. 3:40 to go in the game. 31-17 in favor of Rushi. Jackson Center Tigers have simply been stifled, especially here in the second half, by the Raiders' outstanding defense. Top of the circle, Poling, good back cut throw for Cordonier, who catches and lays it in with the left hand. Cordonier sneaked in behind the defense. Boy, she's had a remarkable game. Does she have Clancy's nailed down, Chuck?
She's got an asterisk by her name already.
What an afternoon for Jenna Cordonier of the Rushi Raiders. Splendid game by her. 16-point lead, Rushi. Cordonier makes it 17 as the Raiders have doubled the score on the Tigers, 34-17, 3:20 remaining in the fourth. Reese to midcourt. Outside the arc on the right, it's fed to Platfoot. Here's a long three-point bomb. Yes, Sosby connects. 25-footer, longest heave of the night. First bucket for the Tigers in the second half. 34-20, Rushi up 14. Sosby lights it up from three-point territory. Raiders still with a comfortable double-digit lead. We're down to 2:50 to go in the fourth. Here's Poling down inside to York. What a throw by Poling. She flipped it over the defender of Jackson Center. York snagged it, laid it in. I tell you what, the Raiders are getting good performances off the bench here today.
Yeah, they got a couple of good youngsters out there, sophomore and a freshman.
Deep in the right corner, Hartle for the Tigers. Whipped opposite to Sosby, left corner. And she snaps off a three, too hard. Rebound down to Rushi, which is up 16, 36-20, with 2:20 to go in the fourth. Near side, Cordonier to Plyman. Top of the circle, York. York hangs on. She puts it on the deck. Bounces behind her to Borchers. To Cordonier. Foul line extended left. It's Poling back to Jenna, 25 feet away. Jenna picked up on the play by Reese tightly. 2 minutes even to go in the fourth period. 16-point lead, Raiders. Right side pass to Plyman. Outside the arc on the left, Cordonier starts to drive. Leaves it behind her to Borchers. In the top of the key, it's Poling. Throws post, York, shot fake around the defender, left it short, no good. Here's a follow on the play by Poling, and she's belted. It is a one-and-one situation. Poling clutched the ball with both hands, and she took a pop in the back. She's at the free throw line. One-and-one situation, a minute 42 to go in the fourth, and the Raiders are up 16. Free throw clangs off the rim and backboard, no good. Rebound, Olivia Clark of Jackson Center, who still does not have a field goal in this game. Reese up the floor to Sosby. Long three ball left corner. Drains it. Big high archer by Sosby. 36-23. Only two buckets in the second half for Jackson Center by Sosby, right, Chuck?
That's it. She has two threes.
Timeout called, a minute 22 left here in the fourth, 36-23, Rushi over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Rushi Raiders have the basketball. We start the last, a minute 19 here of the fourth. Rushi up at 13 points. Here's a Poling drive down the lane. Feeds left baseline to Wilson. She overshoots. Weak side rebound by Rushi, blocked away by Jackson Center. Here comes Kennedy Reese down the floor. Baseline pass on the right is out of bounds to Rushi. Minute two to go in the fourth. Now Caitlin Sosby's 2 3-pointers have been the only firepower Jackson Center's offered offensively here in the second half. Olivia Clark without a field goal for the game. York is tripped at midcourt for Rushi, and she'll be at the stripe with the 1-and-1.
I think it's Ashley Scott.
I'm sorry, it was not York dribbling down the floor. It was Ashley. With a 20 on her back is Ashley. York is 32. I tell you what, you're right, Chuck.
They got the long blonde ponytails.
Yeah, the side profiles, they look very similar. And neither one of those young ladies starts, and they come off the bench and provide nice contributions for head coach Andy Timmerman of Rushi. Free throw good by Scott to make it 37-23 in favor of the Raiders. You know what, Chuck? Rushi last year had a very strong starting five, was maybe thinner in terms of depth a year ago than they will be here in 2017-18.
Yeah, because Cordonier came off the bench for him last year, and really, they had other girls that came out and spelled people in spots, but right. She's the only one that really contributed.
Exactly. And it would seem like this year the Raiders have got to 7 or 8, including Ashley Scott off the bench. Jessica York off the bench. We've seen Andrea Monin a little bit here in this game. So Rushi, it would seem, could go as many as 8 deep. 38-23. Last two free throws by Scott were made. Here's a drive down the middle by Sosby of Jackson Center. Shot it up too high off the glass. No good. There was a body foul committed by Rushi with 39.7 left here in the fourth quarter. As Caitlin Sosby has played mighty hard the entire game. Everybody has on the floor for each team this afternoon, Rushi and Jackson Center. But Sosby's really stood out on the Tiger side, Chuck.
She's been on the floor
a
lot.
She has not been on the bench more than maybe a minute or two. First free throw rimmed out to the left. Second shot by Sosby. Swish. 38-24. Sosby with a pretty good fourth quarter working. 14-point lead, Rushi. Half minute to go in the game. There's a baseline drive by York. She's got a little avenue. Takes it to the rim and banks it down. Good play by Jessica York of the Rushi Raiders. 5'9 sophomore. 40-24 in favor of Rushi. Jessica came up a little bit lame, might have stoved her foot, walks it off as Jackson Center comes down and misses a shot in the paint. Rushi can't control the rebound, out of bounds to the Tigers with 13.9 to go in the fourth quarter. And Rushi up a 16. Ball airmailed, top of the circle to Hartle. Deep right corner, Sosby. Down inside, a post-up move, shot missed, rebound Raiders, 6 seconds left, and that will just about do it. Ball thrown to midcourt, and the last couple seconds dribbled away by the players in blue, and the Rushi Raiders have turned aside the Jackson Center Tigers by 16 here today. Splendid defensive performance by Rushi. As the visiting club pulls away in the second half, Rushi advancing to 3-0 on the young season, Jackson Center 0-2. Raiders win it by 16. We'll conclude this wrap-up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back here at Jackson Center, where the Rushi Raiders have downed the Jackson Center Tigers by 16 points, 40-24. Raiders steadily pulled away in the second half, Chuck.
Yeah, they scored consistently. I mean, they scored 7, 10, 10, and 13. Jackson just never, their best quarter was the fourth quarter where they scored 8. And that was all 8 points by Caitlin Sosby in the fourth quarter.
Jackson Center girls play Waynesfield Goshen here this Tuesday. Travel to Hanna for a league game next Saturday. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders are 3-0 now, having beaten Sydney, Houston, and the Tigers here today. A game on Monday for Rushi. Monday on the road at Newton. Next Saturday, 1 week from today, the Rushi Raiders have a tough non-league game away from home against Marion Local. We'll certainly be looking forward to the Rushi-Fort Loramie battles this year. Rushi's at Fort Loramie on January the 6th for one of those two encounters. And the other confrontation closes the regular season on February 8th. Fort Loramie's at Rushi. So those will be two critical games that could decide the top spot on the girls' side in the Shelby County League. Impressive play by Rushi. Offensively, second half, I thought third quarter, Rushi looked crisp. Head coach Andy Timmerman made some adjustments at the break. Rushi ran their offense fine in the third quarter. A theme for Jackson Center, Olivia Clark got the ball oftentimes within 8, 10 feet of the basket. But, wow, when you go up against both Larissa Poling and Camille Wilson, Chuck, it's tough to score. That's all there is to it.
Well, they did a real nice job. I mean, she never caught the ball really in good scoring position.
Uh-uh.
She didn't get herself squared up, and I think that had a lot to do psychologically, knowing that every time she went on up, she was going to have somebody in her face. And, they did a great job of keeping her off the boards. So scoring, she had four free throws. That was it.
And so give all the credit to Clark's low output today. To Rushi's defense, it was excellent. Our Clancy Star of the Game winner, I see a big asterisk in the scorebook by a couple of young ladies about whom we talk quite often here today, Chuck.
Well, Sosby for Jackson Center, she had 12 of their 24 points, all eight in the fourth quarter. So she definitely was on the Jackson Center side. Mm-hmm. The other side, they got a lot of contributions from different girls. They had one, two, three, four, five, eight girls score, three of them with six. Jenna Cordon, your 14 points, did a great job defensively, made free throws, and she is the Clancy's Player of the Game for the Raiders.
Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The In-Between just south of Botkins. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Big shout-outs to them. We thank you so much, as well as the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, along with the Jewelry Barn, coming on board last spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include eight expanding divisions. Rhett Gish has been our ScorersBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, stats, color, and on-site engineering. Our next webcast is on Tuesday from Minster. Webcast time 7:10 p.m. Tip-off 7:30. Fort Loramie girls at Minster. It should be a heck of a battle. It always is. Jack Kramer saying her final score once again here today at Jackson Center. The Rushi girls 40, Jackson Center 24.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.